This football season, the flag has been in the news as much as the scores. Nick Gullick's family has been discussing it too.
Recently, my uncle and I have gone back and forth on Facebook. We're not the first to engage in these kinds of intergenerational disputes. Prior to Colin Kaepernick and the protests in the NFL, what tied me to my extended family, strangely, was also Colin Kaepernick. There isn't a Gulag in the state who doesn't painfully remember his performance in the 2012 divisional playoffs, a muscled blur of athletic red bounding gracefully and unabated through a sea of flailing green and yellow. But my relationship to Kaepernick has changed, as has my sense of what it means to be a member of a community, to call Wisconsin home. When the Packers stood arm in arm in solidarity with other players, my uncle wrote, "Too bad, Mr. Rogers," and then he wrote some more. This didn't surprise me. He is, as we all are, much more than a football fan. An ordained deacon, my uncle is also a humanitarian who builds libraries in Laos, and a U.S. Navy veteran who flies the flag on a pole that he erected on the day before his father died. My grandfather, too, served our country, and so when my uncle raised that flag in the uneasy moments before his father's death, he did so not only as an American, but as a son, as a way of saying thank you to his dad. And maybe that thank you was also a goodbye. It doesn't take much for me to think this. As a poet, symbols are my lifeblood. So when the flag in my uncle's lawn returns to life, waving in the cool wind, I see his dad, my grandfather, returning also, a kind of resurrection. This matters. I say this because I lost my own dad, my uncle's brother, 2 years ago. I miss him, and there isn't much I've found that helps, except perhaps the things that bring him back. My father used to wear a compass around his neck when we'd go fishing. These days, my mother keeps it beside the urn that holds his ashes. When I come home, I like to sit in the chair in the room we've turned into his grave. I lift the compass off the table. I hold it. I talk to him. The talking brings him back. And so the compass, too, like my uncle's flag, possesses a second life. Made to guide a father and a son across a lake, it also helps me navigate his absence, which, I suppose, is also a kind of lake I give a meaning to and cross. In this, the giving of meaning to actions, to symbols, and to lives, this I'd like to offer is what the protests were about. The older I've gotten, the more I've come to feel the real difficulty of living in a country as diverse as ours is that it requires us to listen. "We chose to kneel," writes Eric Reed, "because kneeling is a respectful gesture. I remember thinking our posture was like a flag flown at half-mast to mark a tragedy." I don't expect this explanation to change my uncle. I know how closely he identifies the flag with everything he loves and also with everything he's lost. My faith, however, is that those who choose to kneel equate the flag with something loved and lost as well. Maybe, at the very least, in an effort to listen, we might be willing to hold this second version of the flag, arm in arm beside our own. This is all, as far as I can see, that Aaron Rodgers was asking us to do.
Nicholas Gullick is the author of North of Order and Book of Lake, and is an assistant professor at UW-Whitewater. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.